And we're back here in this Outdoor Report with George Lindquist, Vice President of the MUCC, Michigan United Conservation Club's Vice President. And George, I appreciate you hanging around with us to talk a little more.
Great to be here, Adam.
So we kind of promised that we were going to talk about a couple things. Delisting of wolves and the big rumor. But first, I want to address this issue of a single tag versus a combo tag. Because a lot of people, I see, in my opinion, a misconception that people think, well, why are you selling two tags if you think there's a lack of deer and a lack of bucks out there? You know, we weren't allowed to take does in bow season, and yet they're still selling a combo tag. So you can potentially go out and take two bucks. And a lot of people, I think, don't understand statistically that actually is helping, believe it or not. And if you could explain that a little bit.
Yeah, actually it is, Adam. With the restrictions on the combo tag being 3 points on a side and 4 points on a side, by not shooting anything less than 3 points on a side, you're actually protecting 75% of the yearling bucks. You're letting 75% of the yearling bucks walk because most of them only have four corns or spikes. And so you're actually doing more than if everybody that bought a single tag went out and shot that spike or fork, because if they're not letting them go voluntarily, well then, so with this restriction on the combo tag, you know, we're letting these bucks go, and it essentially gives people more time out in the field to go back out. There's not that many that fill both tags. Across the UP for years now, it's been like 2% of the hunters shoot two bucks.
See, and I always thought it was about 7%, but you've informed me it's actually 2% of the people actually fill two buck tags in 1 year, even though most of us buy a combo tag.
Right. Here in the UP, that's pretty much it. And if you think about it, if you talk to people that buy the combo, how often do they get two bucks?
Yeah. I've only done it twice in my life.
Okay.
Well, that was it.
And, you know, and of course, there are some people that's what they do. But, boy, there's not that many. Yeah. Because most people, after they, like, so I shot this 8-pointer. Well, to me, I'm not going to shoot something smaller. I'm not going to, you know, when I go back out, I'm looking for a bigger one, hopefully.
Right, right.
But I'm a lot more choosy because I have my meat. I've got a deer already. And that time of field is real important to a lot of people.
Not to mention the amount of extra money the DNR generates in revenue then.
Oh, exactly.
By the combo tag too, so.
Exactly. And that just grows because, you know, they get federal dollars from that too, from each license they sell. So,
well, quickly here, we got about a minute. There's a rumor that there's an attempt to make the wolf delisted not only in the Great Lakes but across the country. Is that correct?
I believe that's what it is. Yes, they're looking at Fish and Wildlife is looking at actually delisting wolves and taking them off the list. And, you know, if you look at it, they have recovered. They recovered in all their former areas, and we should be managing them here. Actually, for a long, long time, we should have been managing them here. But
I just saw a report in Wisconsin, too, that was pretty much claiming the same thing. So our neighbors aren't disagreeing with us, that's for sure.
Right, and a group of scientists just put in a letter to Fish and Wildlife. You've got all the top wolf experts all agreeing on this, that yes, they need to be delisted. We need to put them in the state's hands, let the states manage them. And, of course, they oversee them for, you know, for any kind of problems. But, you know, as anybody knows, Michigan has the most conservative wolf management plan out there. So,
well, George, I appreciate it. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that. And congratulations again on your buck this year.
Thanks. I guess there's not a lot of people shooting bucks, and although there's been some nice age classes out there this year.
Yeah, so. Definitely. George Lindquist, Vice President of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, here on The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Adam.